From Spark and Anvil and Geometry Forge, this is Sir Transverse in Chapter 1 of the Geometry Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Sir Transverse measured fields. He did this for 30 years. He worked for the kingdom's land office. It was a quiet government place. The office sat in a sleepy stone building. His job was to divide fields. He had to make sure they were fair. This was not as simple as it sounds. The fields of the kingdom were mostly rectangles. Some were longer than they were wide. Some were square. Some fields had funny corners. A stream might cut them off, or a big rock. Maybe an old tree stood there. It was there before the field. But most fields had four sides. They had two long sides and two short sides. The trouble was that the long sides were parallel.
Families often needed to divide fields. Maybe parents had died, then brothers and sisters shared. Neighbors might argue over a line. Sometimes friends owned land together. They always wanted a fair share. Fairness in fields meant one thing. It meant each owner got a strip. The strips had to be the same proportional width. This was measured along the parallel sides. If a field was 300 paces long and three kids shared it, they wanted three strips. Each strip was 100 paces wide. If a field was 240 paces long and four kids shared it, they wanted four strips. Each strip was 60 paces wide. Simple. But fields are not always nicely lined up north to south. Sometimes the parallel sides are not even the longest sides. Sometimes they cut diagonal strips. Maybe a strip needed to touch the road or reach the stream. Each sibling wanted a piece like that, and then the math becomes interesting. Sir Transverse was thin. He had long, stork-like legs. Everyone called him Sir. He had been Sir since he was six. It was a family nickname. No one knew why. When he was 19, he found something out. It was his second year as a surveyor. He saw that if you cut a field with a diagonal line, he called this a transversal. It went across two parallel boundary lines. Then he cut another diagonal line. The second line was parallel to the first. The strip between these two diagonals always had a special width. This width was proportional to how far the strip was from the main parallel lines.
This was the intercept theorem. It's a very old math rule. Sir Transverse, of course, did not know it had a name. He simply observed it. He measured it on every field he surveyed for the next 4 years. It held every time. By age 23, he was a master. He walked into any field. He saw the people arguing. He asked one question. How do you want the strips to touch the road? In 10 minutes, he laid out fair strips. He used only his measuring staff and a knotted cord. He never measured the whole field. He never figured out its total area. He didn't need to. He just cut parallel lines. He used parallel transversals. The proportions worked themselves out. The people arguing always left happy. This made Sir Transverse, by age 30, famous. Everyone wanted him. He was the busiest surveyor in three provinces. He spent 30 years doing this work. He divided many fields. He counted them carefully. 1,462 fields. He never had a complaint. He never had a resurvey. He never, even once, made a strip a half pace too wide or too narrow. His friends at the land office had a saying about him. They joked that he had the soul of a ratio. It was a funny thing to say, but they meant it. The Geometry Forge Academy needed a teacher. They wanted someone to teach proportional reasoning. This meant the intercept theorem and how transversals cut parallel lines. The Academy Master heard about Sir Transverse. His nephew told him. The nephew had been in a tough family field fight. Sir Transverse had solved it.
The nephew said, "He is amazing." He added, "He makes fair division a math rule, not just an argument." The Academy Master wrote Sir Transverse a letter. Sir Transverse was 49. His knees were getting old. He worried about walking in the rain. He accepted the job. He brought his measuring staff and a coil of knotted cord. He still has both. He keeps them in the corner of his classroom. He teaches the intercept theorem his own way. He teaches it by walking. He lays a long cloth strip on the floor. It has two parallel lines marked with chalk. He picks two students. He gives them each a length of red string. He says, "You are a transversal." He tells them, "Walk across the cloth. Hold your string tight. Choose any angle, but stay straight." The students walk. The red strings cross the parallel lines at angles. Sir Transverse watches. Then he asks them to walk a second transversal. This one must be parallel to the first. The class measures the strip between them. The strip is always proportional. Always. No matter the angle, the ratio always holds. The strip's width, compared to its distance from the parallel lines, stays the same. The children gasped. Their eyes went wide. They had never seen math work like magic before. Sir Transverse just smiled. He had felt the same way at 19. He was patient with their wonder. He says gently, "The transversals were straight. The boundaries are parallel. The proportions just work. You didn't even have to do math." He adds, "Geometry, when the lines agree, is fair." Kids ask if the intercept theorem is hard. Sir Transverse always says the same thing. "It is not hard. It is only fair. Cross two parallel lines with a transversal. The ratio holds. Cross them with two parallel transversals. The strip between is proportional. Every time." He still has his measuring staff. Children sometimes ask to hold it. He always lets them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Sir Transverse. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.